Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, you know, Jim, I didn't really appreciate your burn in yesterday's intro.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Patrick, but you know, I'm a bit of a troublemaker. All right, Patrick, it's new music time. It seems like we just did new music for October now because we were so late on that one, and now we're going to do November new music. But that's cool. I enjoy it. I like discovering new music.
Me too, man. And I think this year has been absolutely bizarre and unprecedented and all that. But I don't know for what reason, but after like November 5th or 6th or something, I started feeling like time sort of rushing by, you know, and now suddenly we're halfway through December, halfway through the first quarter of winter. You know, I'm ready to hear what you have.
Okay.
Because it never lets me down.
All right. I'm going to get this to you. The show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I am Patrick Foster.
And before we do, though, this raises something interesting that just came to my attention. So I don't want this to be a big commercial for Spotify. That's the service that we use, but there's a lot of great streaming services out there. But
yeah.
But they do this thing at the end of the year called 2020 Wrapped.
Yeah.
Have you looked at this yet? So they basically compile statistics of your listening habits over the years. In relation to new music, I want to show you this on the video here. When I click on mine, one of the first things that comes up is it tells you how many new artists you discovered or, you know, that you played in this year, I guess that you hadn't played before, right?
Right.
And so it says here that I discovered 498 new artists
in
2020.
That's amazing, man. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is incredible.
Yeah.
And you know what's weird about that? I discovered 499.
There you
go. No, I'm kidding. I haven't even looked at it.
Isn't that insane?
No, I did look at it, actually. And, you know, it's really interesting. You know, we all love to turn the mirror on ourselves and all that. But I'll tell you one thing I was looking at with this, and what I'll tell you really quick, is that they told me this. So did they tell you what your number one song was, Ken?
Yes, and it was a new pornographer song, and I was quite happy about that. I didn't necessarily expect that, but I was like, hey, that's cool.
Mine was Andalusia by John Cale.
Oh, nice.
It's a very gentle song. I must have been playing that when he went to bed. And second place was Promised Land by Chuck Berry. So
nice.
That's a weird mix.
Nice. Those are great. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're into discovering new music, this is the show for you, because once a month we talk about new music we have discovered in the previous month. And then we also have episodes with our interns giving their picks, and we'll have episodes with our listeners giving their picks, and so on and so forth. Right.
Yep.
And I'm going to kick it off this month with two new songs. All right.
Do it.
All right. I got one that's upbeat and one that's a little more, you know, mellow. So I'm going to start with the upbeat one here first. All right. This is a band out of Australia named Romero.
Okay.
And the song is Trouble. There you go. That is Romero with Troublemaker.
Lovely. I don't know if you ever heard of a band, Jim, called, I think the band was called Catatonia. Do you remember this band? They were from Wales. They had an album called International Velvet, and that's what that reminded me of. Beautiful, kind of nicely charging guitar, upbeat percussion, and a really intriguing voice on top of it. So that's very cool.
Now, here's the thing with Romero. If you are into new music, you're going to get in on the ground floor with this band, because they only have released like a couple of singles. That's it so far. They're a young band out of Melbourne. They consider themselves power pop. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, to me, it just sounds like kind of straight on rock and roll kind of stuff. But they formed just a couple of years ago. They don't have a full album out yet. Just a couple of singles on Cool Death Records.
So wow.
Check that out. All right.
Yep.
Okay. Now I'm going to go a little more mellow, as I said. This is an artist who's been around for a little while. He has like six albums out. And this is a new single. I'll explain the circumstances behind this in a bit. His name is Andy Schauf.
Heard of him.
He's out of Canada, and the song is called You Slip Away.
You stayed a while and pulled my world apart. There was love in my heart, and I wanted it to stay. But as the night surely turns to day, you slipped away.
There you go, Andy Schauf, you slipped away.
Very nice, man. You know, almost had a little Rufus Wainwright overtone to me, and I love Rufus Wainwright. I mean, I'm a huge fan of that guy's work.
Totally agree.
Very cool.
So the story behind this song, You Slipped Away, is that it was originally recorded, or at least this may be more like a demo version, but it was planned for an album that Andy put out back in January of this year called The Neon Skyline. That was his latest album. But the song just didn't really fit into the album. He had like kind of a whole concept going with it, so it didn't really work. So it's essentially an outtake from that. But I really like the vibe a lot. And he says that it was an attempt to write something that sounds like an old standard.
Oh, right? Interesting.
And so you can kind of hear that, right?
Very cool. Nice idea.
It has that kind of feel to it. And then also kind of lyrically, it's just sort of, you know, broad and universal and just, you know, it's not a song that necessarily like paints a picture or takes you into some different place or whatever. It's just basically, you know, this kind of lover's lament song.
It's like a Cole Porter song.
Right, exactly.
Like that, right. It's great. Yep.
So I like that a lot.
Really cool.
Check out Andy Schauf and his work, but that's just a nice little song. So there you go.
Lovely. Yeah. Really nice picks, man.
Okay. And then I'm going to ask you for something here. We like to, if we can, like close with a cover song, a new cover of an old song, right?
Yep.
And so I thought what might be fun, you can see here on the Zoom here, Patrick, that I have called up here. There was a new album that came out in November by Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Where he just did covers. And basically this is a pandemic record in the sense that he like was releasing a cover a week on, you know, social media or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
He would put one out every Monday and it was called No Fun Mondays.
Nice.
And then he compiled all those covers into an album that came out in November.
Cool.
So take a look there. If you want to scan the list and tell me if anything catches your eye, we can listen to that for the playoff.
Yeah, okay? Totally. I mean, the thing that catches my eye is definitely Billy Joe's cover of A New England by Billy Bragg. Although Police on My Back is interesting, but it's got to be New England. I mean, that's a song, you know, with a guy with a distinctive voice and an electric guitar. That's what I think of when I think of Billy Joe. So
that's a great
love
pick.
To hear that.
It was also covered by Kirstie McCall at one point.
That's
too,
right. So. And it was a big hit. It's
great song.
Great song.
Yeah, great song. Okay, so we'll play out with that. And tomorrow you have some new music picks, right?
That's right. I'm going to do that. Yeah, I'm going to study up. I'll be ready to go.
All right, here we go. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And
1984.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I love the school already pushing prams. I loved you then as I loved you still. Now I put you on a pedestal, they put you on the pill. I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know.
I'm sorry. My headphones unplugged.